Hi.
Hi.
Could you explain to us who you are today?
Today?
Just today.
I'm Kelsey Zangi. I'm 22 years old. I'm a graduating senior at UWM.
Awesome. Where do you work?
I work at two different places. I work on campus at the K as a Group X instructor, and I also work at a Thai restaurant in downtown Milwaukee.
Awesome. Well, how are you doing today? I know it's finals.
I'm stressed. I'm so stressed out. It's fine. Ton of stuff due tomorrow, but I work well under pressure, so it's going to be great. It's going to be okay. I'm excited that it's going to be closer to summer and that it's going to get warmer. You know, I'm just trying to stay positive.
You going to be working on any of your stuff outside? Go to the beach or type of
Oh, away? Definitely going to the beach. Like, just taking advantage of that because it's, like, two blocks away. So, you know, just looking forward to that and just trying to get through the rest of this week.
Awesome. So, how do you think your experience with the pandemic is different from others? Or at least give us your general experience, then we can compare.
So, my experience with the pandemic, I feel like I could split it into two different parts because when the pandemic started, I had roommates, and in the second half of the pandemic, I moved, and now I live alone. So the first half was, there was definitely always something to do because there was three of us, but there was also a lot of issues with, well, I'm going here and I'm going here, and maybe we're bringing the virus back to our home, and there was a lot of issues and drama with that. So that was like the first half, and so my second half experience is more like me focusing on school or focusing on hobbies and things like that. And having to worry less about, am I getting coronavirus?
Yeah. Mm. Awesome. Let's see. Do you feel like you have a different experience than others of your age?
Probably not. I mean, I don't know. Everybody has, like, handled it so differently. But also, like, you know, I go on TikTok a lot, and I know that that's, like, a regular thing now, and I mean, social media is even more popular now, I feel like, because it's an easier way to interact and connect with people, like, during the pandemic. And I do that. I picked up a bunch of, like, small hobbies that I never stuck to, which I'm sure a lot of people also did. Like, I don't think my experience was, like, necessarily special or unique. I still had to go to work as an essential worker during the early days. You know, I think it's just like that classic pandemic college student experience.
One thing I know about you is that you were from Illinois. How was it like not being able to be like with your mom and dad, grandparents?
Oh, it sucked.
Your dogs.
It literally was the worst. I don't even remember how long it went before I was okay seeing my family. I don't even know. I've kind of like, all those early months of, 2020 has, like, blurred together. But it was a really long time without seeing my family. And when I did eventually go home, when I was with my parents, we were mask-free. But if I were to go see my grandparents, we would stand outside on their porch wearing masks, even if it was below freezing. Mm. Like, we were very cautious with them. So that was definitely a weird experience. Not being able to see my family. Talk to them on the phone, like, every day, though.
Did you, like, FaceTime or just call?
Usually just call. My parents are not tech-savvy enough to figure out FaceTime.
Mm. All right. So, we'll go back and start taking a look at some more details from you.
Okay.
So, we are going back to the beginning. It is March. We are thinking, like, spring break is just right there.
Extra week of spring break. Let's go. Party. Like,
where were you? Describe your experience. Who were you with?
Yeah,
what
so
was going on?
I was in class in the basement of Bolton, like, you know, those rooms at the end of that really long hallway with, like, no windows, and, like, it was a night class. It was a Chinese foreign policy class. It was heavy material. And there was probably only about, like, 12 or 13 of us in the class, and my professor was just lecturing, and all of a sudden you saw, like, everybody kind of check their phones, and it was that email being, like, with the chancellor announcing that we were going to have an extra week of spring break. And everyone was like, oh, hey, yeah, we're going to have that extra semester or extra week. And my professor was like, well, we're going to finish this lecture. And we sat there for another hour and a half, just like antsy to get out of there because we were so excited to have an extra week.
Okay. And then how did you spend that extra week or spring break and then that extra week as well?
I did every single puzzle in my apartment. I did like a puzzle a day. I was like, yes, this is so fun. I can do what I want. We were supposed to go to Nashville for that spring break to celebrate my roommate's 21st birthday. So that was a downer. And we did celebrate her birthday like in one of those days. But I pretty much just did puzzles and we watched a ton of TV shows and movies. And then like the doom hit after that.
How was your transition to online class, virtual learning? Was it like weird for you at first? Had you taken any online classes?
I had never taken online classes before, so it was definitely like a weird transition. I didn't love it at first, but I had like this idea that like, oh, it's only going to be a couple weeks. Like I think everybody kind of thought like, oh, it's going to be just a few weeks of at home school and at homework and then we can go back. And so a lot of the teachers were not prepared either. Like nobody knew how to teach online or how to transition their classes to online. So I know that like my language classes basically stopped and she just like gave us the grade we had. And I know one of my classes just didn't even upload any lectures. He was like, just do the readings and then here's the essay you need to write. Like it was kind of a mess. But I feel like maybe that spring semester I adjusted okay. It was the full year of online that kind of threw me for a loop.
All right. We'll wait on that. We'll start keep with just the
early days.
Yeah.
Sure.
So from there, you were working the whole time. Did you ever feel like you were at risk? Was it scary for you?
I constantly felt like I was at risk. It was, so we didn't have mask mandates until April. And I remember because the day that the mask mandates like came out, my roommates and I went and got Chipotle and we took a selfie with the masks on and we're like, oh, look, masks. Like, oh, look, we look so funny. So I remember that wasn't till April. So I'm at work during the start of this thing and we didn't have masks on or anything. My boss put up like plexiglass barriers and we stopped doing indoor dining, but so we were just doing a ton of carry out and curbside, and that was also during the time when like it was like support your local businesses and do curbside carry out, so we were so busy and nobody was wearing masks or anything, so I constantly felt like I was at risk just to go to work.
I know we were similar at the bike store, just busy-wise and without masks. I think we didn't wear masks until maybe middle of the summer even.
And that's the thing also is, even when the mask mandate was like started or whatever, we would only have masks on when people would come in to pick up their food. Like, if it was just us, we wouldn't wear it, which in hindsight probably wasn't great because I didn't know where my coworkers were going. But, like, We just, in our minds, were like, oh, well, the customers are the ones that are going to get us sick, so.
And I'm assuming, just with how you're speaking, you never tested positive.
Never tested positive.
Was there any scares or any anxious moments there?
There was one scare where one of my friends tested positive, and I had recently come into contact with her, so I went and got tested, and it was negative. So, but that doesn't mean I was never, like, asymptomatic,
right?
Because I like, you know, I did go to work all the time.
All right, so we've gotten you're done with the school year, boom, finals maybe happened. What was your summer like?
Summer was okay because there was the idea that like being outside was like acceptable. So we started going to like outdoor dining. We lived really close to Cafe Hollander, so we would go sit outside at their, like, tables because they have that really nice outside area, and we would go there pretty frequently. I went to the beach a lot because it was like, oh, well, I can stay away from people. I don't have to worry about it. And I worked, like, I was also so bummed, like, no festivals, mm-hmm. no cultural fests, no summer fest. Like, that was a huge bummer. I understood it, but it was a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, working and then just trying to do outside activities.
Did you pick up any new outside activities that you didn't think you would before? I know you absolutely love riding your bike.
Oh, yes, the bike that does not exist. The bike that sat in my apartment basement for 2 years, and that when I moved, I made my dad take home. Yeah. I went for walks quite a bit. Like, if I look back at, like, March, April, May, June,
mm-hmm.
on my, like, fitness tracker or whatever, like, I was pretty active. I would go for walks, like, down by the lake or just, like, through the neighborhoods, up and down Prospect and Farwell, like, just kind of walking. But I think a lot of people did that because there was also those trends where it was like, draw rainbows and put them in your windows, and draw hearts and put them in your windows, and when you go for walks you can see everybody drawing rainbows for you. And it was when everybody was so happy about the pandemic. Well, not happy about it, but like bonded over it.
And when you were going on these walks, did you wear a mask or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So typically, I'm guessing you had a somewhat positive experience with the masks, or like you have a positive view on them?
Yeah, I mean, just having to wear it at work for 7-8 hour shifts, after like 20 minutes, you don't even notice it on your face. Mm-hmm. At least I don't. So they don't bother me. In the summertime, it sucks a little because they're like sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they don't really bother me that much. So
mm-hmm.
even now, I still, like, I'm fully vaccinated and I still wear it when I'm outside or wherever because, one, habit, and two, just because it doesn't bother me.
Did you ever get a mask tan line? I've seen some pictures of that.
I did not, people. Thankfully. Oh my gosh, I can't imagine.
Ugh. So, I guess as we progress now, we realize, okay, this is going to be a serious thing. School is going to be not in person. What is your reaction there?
So sad. My senior year of college and I can't even go back to campus. Sucks. I don't know. My fall semester was, it was fine. I mean, I was taking my history 600, my thesis class basically, and luckily I had a really good professor with that and she was very understanding with everything, so that was really cool. But some instructors and professors are like not understanding for some reason. Like, I don't know why they wouldn't be. But then you get the email that's like, I know that we're in a tough time, but I still need this assignment due at this exact hour, like no leniency or anything. So it was like a mix. Like, I had some classes that were like, turn it in when you can, and some classes that were like, I know it's a tough time, but get it done now. Yeah, like chop chop. So fall semester sucked half the time. But I was just upset that my senior year was going to be like a little bit ruined, so to speak.
So over, I guess, middle of the summer, you moved out of your apartment with your friends.
Yes.
Explain that whole process and then,
oh my gosh,
how things have changed.
I don't recommend moving in the middle of a pandemic. Like, note to future self, future anyone, don't do it. I basically signed a lease without actually touring the apartment. I just went off of pictures and hoped to God that it was okay, because I literally couldn't. They wouldn't let me tour it.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving was a pain because it was August, and so it was really hot, and then we all had to have masks, and we were making trips down and out of my old apartment and then up into the new apartment. And I had my parents and my aunt and uncle come, so that was two new people added to, like, our little bubble or whatever, whatever you want to call it. And it was just a pain. It was terrible. I was happy to be moved into a new place, but the overall experience was just a nightmare.
Have, I guess, you went from living with a whole bunch of people to just being with yourself there. A lot of time to think, that's for sure. Do you have any thoughts on, like, the first half that you, like, kind of reflect on, either living with people or having the drastic shift from online to, or in-person to online school?
Yeah, so, like, looking back, living with people had pros and cons. Like, the pros were that I always had somebody to talk to. Mm-hmm. Like, I was never alone. Like, because, I mean, if I was alone during that first part of the pandemic, I think, like, it would have been really, really bad. Like, I wouldn't have been able to have people over to talk to or hang out. So I was lucky to have people there with me. However, some of the people that I lived with were pretty irresponsible early in the pandemic days. They would still go out to, like, house parties and things like that. And it was very uncomfortable to address and just pretty unsafe because we didn't really know anything about COVID at that time. And then when we did, they were still doing it, and it was just a mess. But again, I was glad to have company, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm okay with being alone. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I've found things to do. I've picked up reading again. Like, I haven't picked up a book to read for pleasure since I was in, like, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of nice. Started reading the newspaper. I don't know. I just started doing weird things. But I found things to do that make me happy and that will occupy my time
mm-hmm.
by myself.
So on that theme of doing things, trying new things, you know, you mentioned social media has been a big thing. TikTok has been a big thing. Was there any trends that you tried from TikTok?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did the whipped coffee. Like, where you take instant coffee and you, like, blend it with hot water and it turns into, like, that foam. And then you put it... It's, like, it's low-key disgusting because instant coffee is garbage.
Mm.
But it's so fun because it's, like, fluffy coffee. It's, like, the consistency of marshmallow fluff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We did that, yeah. We did that. I don't even know what else. We tried to learn some TikTok dances, but those were all failures. They never made it onto anybody's phone. I don't know. Just spent hours just watching TikToks.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite content creator or a couple of them?
None that I know by name, but, like, when I see them show up on my For You page, I'm just like, oh, look at their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I follow a lot of people, but I don't know any of their names.
Mm-hmm.
I just like, mm-hmm. I just like watching them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of animals.
Mm-hmm.
Animals doing stupid things. You know, things to, like, keep you happy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, school year progresses. We are getting towards, like, the holiday season. How did you spend Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas?
I spent Halloween in my living room watching scary movies by myself and eating pot roast. It was honestly a win. And then Thanksgiving, I went home, but only for a couple of days because we're really busy around the holiday season at work, so it's really hard to take off a lot of days.
Mm-hmm.
So Thanksgiving, I went home and had dinner with my dad and got... My grandma called it takeout Thanksgiving, so she made, like, full Thanksgiving meal
mm-hmm.
and then portioned it out into containers and gave it to everyone. And mm-hmm. she was like, come get your curbside Thanksgiving. So I did that, and I brought that back to Milwaukee, which was nice to have those leftovers still. And then for Christmas, I went home for, like, a week, which was the longest I had been home in a year plus.
Mm-hmm.
And... That one was, it was mostly just hanging out with my parents and just kind of relaxing, watching movies, watching TV shows, doing puzzles, playing games, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to go see some of my family, but again, we stood in the garages with masks on and, like, did the little elbow, like, the mm-hmm. elbow thing instead of hugs or whatever. It was weird. Holidays were so weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it again like that.
Almost didn't feel like a regular holiday.
No, not at all.
All right. Did you do anything else over winter break, just besides work, visit family? Like, did you take any trips? Did you try anything new? Did you watch a good movie?
Over winter break? I got really into the show Outlander and, like, binged that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started binging shows. And then when school started back up, I was unprepared because I have just sat in front of my TV for 2 weeks. It's really ugly behavior, but I live alone, so there's no one to be like, hey, what you're doing is not good for you. Made me happy.
So, school year, or when spring semester starts up again, you know this is going to be your last semester, at least of an undergrad.
So sad.
Explain maybe thoughts that you had going into it, and now that we're there, basically.
Yeah.
Explain what you're thinking now and maybe how it changed through.
Yeah, so actually when my senior year started, I knew that I wanted to go to grad school. But I wanted to go to grad school abroad, which when the pandemic started, obviously was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I couldn't travel to go tour anywhere. Two, if I, for some reason, just decided on a whim to go somewhere, got accepted somewhere without touring, I couldn't really move there because borders are closed.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of an issue, but it was in the back of my mind because I'm like, oh, well, borders are going to open. Like, it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Spring semester starts. It's not fine. I did actually book a flight to Ireland to tour schools for spring break. But then, like, 2 or 3 weeks before spring break, Ireland was basically like, if you fly into our airport, we'll arrest you. And I was like, ooh, as much as Irish jail sounds like a hell of a good time, I don't know if I'm really interested in that. So I canceled that flight, which sucked. And now that I'm, like, at the end of the semester, I have still sent applications out, but if I get accepted, I'm just going to defer it for a year and just wait it out, wait till I can safely move somewhere and travel somewhere to tour and all that good stuff. And I know that the EU is opening to vaccinated people at the end of August or something like that, so there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
There is hope.
Awesome.
But, like, dreams shattered. It's fine.
What are you planning on going into in graduate school?
Irish history.
Ooh, nice.
So, that's where my interests very specifically lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the grad programs that some of the universities in Dublin have to offer, so I figured why not?
Mm-hmm.
The programs are a year long. If I love living there, wonderful. If I don't love living there, I can come back.
Sweet.
I'm young. It's fine. I have options.
All right. So we've made it to today. When do you foresee that the pandemic is quote unquote over?
Oh, man. I don't know. A while still. And, like, I hate saying that, but I keep seeing, like, things about how herd immunity is, like, looking less and less possible because of vaccination numbers and all of that, which sucks. But, like, everybody is eligible now. Even, like, kids, I think. They just announced, I think...
12, at least.
I think Pfizer just announced 12 and between 12 and 16 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, everybody has the option, at least in the U.S., to be vaccinated. I know that other countries are having a lot of issues right now with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully soon, you know,
mm-hmm.
stay positive, but I don't really foresee it actually ending. Like, I mean, I don't think we're going to eradicate COVID like the way we eradicated smallpox, like, which sucks. We should just, like, it should just stop. Mm-hmm. COVID should just, like... Like, we're done. I'm over it.
Just get out
Time
of here.
To break up COVID.
Is there something that you hope at the end of it is there's that one thing that's going to, like, stay from the whole pandemic experience?
I low-key hope masks stay around because I did not catch the flu this year or any sort of sickness, and I always get really, really sick at least once a year, like down for the count for a week, and I didn't get that at all, and I was still going to work. I take the bus to work, so I'm like on public transportation, and I didn't get sick once. So I will definitely be wearing masks in the winter, one to just prevent from getting the flu or common cold, and two, because in the winter in Milwaukee, it just protects your face from, like, the wind. Mm-hmm. It's great. So I think, I hope masks stay around at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, like, everybody has all these collections of masks now, like...
Mm. Definitely don't want to just throw them away.
No, I'm not just going to throw them away. Some of them are cute.
Do you have anything that, like, I mean, sounds like you have a couple opinions on something that could change, but do you have any specifics that you hope people change out coming out of this experience?
I mean, I hope people are kinder to each other coming out of this. I don't know if that's plausible. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that one.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one. What is the first thing you plan on doing when you deem it's like, all right, it's safe to go out and do things? What is the first thing you are going to go out and do? Maybe if it's not, maybe not necessarily the first thing, because first thing probably like, oh, I'm just going to go to the grocery store. But what is like something you can't wait to do?
It would feel weird going to the grocery store without a mask. Mm. Now I will say that.
Mm.
I really want to go to, like, a grubby dive bar and, like, take shots off of the bar, like, you know, the good old days. Which, like, where the counter's, like, low-key kind of sticky and, like, I kind of miss that. I really want to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to go to, like, the state fair or, like, any of the ethnic festivals or... I want to be in a crowd again,
mm-hmm.
go to concerts. There's a lot of things that I really want to do when it's, like, time to go, you know?
Mm. Do you have any hopes that events like Summerfest that have been pushed back are going to happen this year? And do you think they might be a little bit different than usual?
I think Summerfest is going to be so weird because it's 3 weekends in September, so I feel like it's going to be colder. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be colder. And, like... it's just going to be weird having it, like, not on weekdays. Like, I always liked going, like, on a Tuesday to go party in a concert. Like, that's fun. That's not a Tuesday activity.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't know what the days are. But, yeah, I hope they don't cancel it because they already announced, like, the lineup. And I know a lot of people are very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? I mean... I know that all the ethnic festivals are canceled except Irish Fest. Irish Fest is a go. So I'll be there, hands down. Like, no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of those things are still up in the air, even if they are announced that they're, like, going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Things could change at any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope we don't get, like, any new crazy strains, but it's possible.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, last couple of questions here. If you could go back, talk to March Kelsey sitting in the bottom of Bolton Hall, be like, hey, you are going to experience this crazy experience. What's something that you would tell yourself to do or not to do?
Girl, don't be excited about your extra week of spring break. I don't know. I think that my experience was good. I don't know if I would change that much about it, honestly. I wish I would have worn masks more regularly earlier and taken that seriously earlier. But again, I never tested positive for COVID, so... Yeah, I think I would just tell March 2020 Kelsey to just stay open-minded and try not to get too down and out about opportunities being crushed. Like, you know, this is reality now. Mm. So, yeah. Maybe binge watch less shows and do something more productive.
Maybe binge watch different shows.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I did a lot of rewatching, that's for sure.
Mm. Finally, is there anything you want to add? Any questions that I should have asked that I did not?
You didn't ask me if I traveled anywhere, which I did.
Oh, where did you travel?
I went to Florida in March.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of, like, fighting with myself whether or not I should do it.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend and I, we flew, which I will share that experience because mm-hmm. it was wild. We flew to Florida, and we just stayed at her aunt's house while they were out of town, and we just stayed outside by their pool for a week, and we didn't really go anywhere. It was nice. It was, like, freezing here, and it was, like, 90 there, so it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Flying was the part that I was really nervous about, but every airport that we were in and all of the planes that we were on were, like, basically, if you don't have a proper face mask on, like, gaiters and bandanas don't count. If you don't have a proper face mask on and you're not wearing it the right way, you will be arrested and we will send you straight to jail. Like, just point blank.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want any of, like, they didn't want to deal with it, which I actually really appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you know, people, masks are, like, a touchy subject to some people.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me feel a lot better that all of the airports and the airline companies were taking it very seriously. And on our flight back, we flew with Delta.
Ooh.
And they had a seat every other. So in between every single guest, there was an open seat. So even on the plane with masks, we were socially distanced, which was cool. And it was nice that they were doing that. Gave me peace of mind, and I got tested when I got back and all of that good stuff, but
mm-hmm.
I felt okay doing that. And at that point in time I was half vaxxed, so like
mm-hmm.
I felt okay about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I did because it was so nice there.
Mm-hmm. It was well worth the trip.
Yes, it was a stressful plane experience, but
mm-hmm.
there was no issues, no crazy people refusing or anything like that. So I don't know if I would have traveled any earlier than that,
mm-hmm.
but it worked out.
Mm-hmm. What was your vaccination experience like?
Amazing. for real, though. Okay, so the second restaurant workers became available, my boss texted us and was like, hey, you're eligible. And I immediately, like, signed up for it. And I went to the Wisconsin Center downtown. And I walked in, and they took your temperature or whatever. And then I had to prove that I work at a restaurant.
Mm.
And along the whole way, like, from walking in to, like, filling out paperwork to waiting to get into a little room to, like, the whole process, every single person was like, hi, how are you today? We're so happy you're here. And, like, all of this. And I was like, I am happy to be here. And it was, like, it was just a great experience. Like, mm-hmm. I was also just so happy to be there. I was so happy to be surrounded by people who wanted to be vaccinated. And it was just, yeah. The first dose was a great experience. The second dose was when they switched from being the health department people at the Wisconsin Center to being the National Guard people at the Wisconsin Center. So it was a different experience. It was more like streamlined the second time. Like, I got in and they were like, here you go. And then they jabbed me and then I waited and it was like bing, bang, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in military garb, like just, it wasn't as, yay, we're happy for you. It was, here's your shot. Bye.
Mm.
But I was still happy to have it. It was great.
It's a relieving experience.
Yes.
Did you have any issues?
Oh, after? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I basically knocked out that night. I was so exhausted and my arm hurt so bad.
Mm.
And then the next day, I was down for the count. Mm. The whole day, I laid in bed and felt like I was dying.
Mm.
Had a fever, like, chills, like, the whole shebang. And then the next day, I woke up, and I was, like, reborn.
Mm.
Reborn from the ashes, like, I was ready to go.
It's a typical experience, yeah. I've heard. Do you know anybody else who had any, maybe, issues or different experience?
I have a couple friends who, after their second dose, had no, like, reaction at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I don't know, like, I don't know what's wrong. And I'm like, you just don't complain about it. Like, mm-hmm. I had a full fever. Just don't complain. Please be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you in two weeks. Like,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do know a couple people that had no side effects, and I'm very envious.
Mm. Awesome. Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I never want to do online school again, I will say that. Mm-hmm. I'm very over online classes, and I hope that by the time I start grad school, I can sit in a classroom again.
Mm-hmm. That's a fair hope.
Yeah.
Looks like there's a good, at least a decent possibility, even though it's still up in the air, for this, if you were to start in the fall. But yeah,
I remember when they sent that email out. That was like, oh, we're excited to announce, like, fall classes will be in person on UWM campus. I was so mad. I was so angry. I'm like, man, just short.
What's graduation going to be like for you?
So graduation is virtual commencement. They sent us a link. You can also access it on the commencement website. And you can watch it live, and I think it's basically just going to be like slides.
Mm.
I don't really know. They didn't really tell us much other than that it's live at 10 a.m. on Sunday the 16th. My family is coming up, and we're going to stream it on my TV, and then we're going to go get lunch, and that's it.
Nice. You going to be in full garb, or are you just going to rock
pajamas? Oh, full garb. We're doing full garb. Like, okay. I got the cap, gown, all of it. So, neither of my parents went to college, so it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
At least it is to me. I don't even know if it is to them, but...
Mm-hmm. No typical Zoom outfit where it's business on top and then just, like, pajamas on the bottom?
My coworker did tell me that she thinks I should wear nothing under my gown and just, like, commando it under the gown. I'm like, my grandparents are gonna be here. I don't know about that. But, no, I'm just gonna dress, like, normal and... Yeah, take some pictures, and then I have stuff due after graduation, so, you know.
Right back at it. Awesome. Any plans for the summer?
Working. That's nothing special. Mm. I mean, the same as last summer, and go to the beach.
Mm.
Maybe go for walks. Awesome. Definitely not ride a bike, for sure. But yeah, I don't really have anything planned as of yet, other than Irish Fest.
Mm-hmm. When is that again?
August 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Awesome. Are you working a booth this year again?
Oh yeah, catch me in the cultural village.
Awesome.
I think that's what they call it.
That'll be sweet. It'll be exciting, I think.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Hopefully. I'm sure people will be... raring to go to any kind of festival.
That's true. I'm sure people would pay, like, big bucks to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Just to hear live music and have festival food.
Buy overpriced beer.
Yeah. I've been craving a Sazza sampler platter for, like, 2 years now almost, so.
Be well earned.
It's time.
Well, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.
Of course.